Could be. Okay, today's daf is daf Erech and daf Dalid. Like someone today's daf was Eichanish with my grandmother, who's your choice today, Rivka Bas Elazar Elimelech. Okay. Continuing. The Braisa said, HaKol Chayofa V'Mikra Megillah. Everyone is obligated in Mikra Megillah, and then it lists Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Gemara says, Pshita, what's Pasha? Why would you think of any of them Pasha from doing Mikra Megillah? Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, no, we need it, Livatel Avodasam. That the Kohanim have to stop doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash in order to go do here Mikra Megillah. Uche Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, like we saw in the name of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Vavoda. So you have three partners when it comes to the Avodah. You have the Kohanim will do the Avodah, the Levim do the Duchanim, which I guess means they would stand on the Duchanim, they would sing. The Yisrael Bama Madam, and the Yisrael would also, every week there was somebody in the group of Yisraelim, they were the Anshei Maimad, and they would go into the Arayim, they would fast, and they would daven, that the Kabbarnas would be accepted. It's more entirely from Daf Tezvot, Daf Chavav. So right, so Kohanim Avodah, some Levim Duchanim, Yisrael Bama Adam, Mevatlim Avodah, some they stop their Avodah, Ubayin Lishmol Mikra Megillah, and they go here Mikra Megillah. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean? Mikra Karbonos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So what do you mean? Mevatlim the mitzvah d'oraisa in order to hear the mitzvah d'rabbanan? Well, how does that work? So some say yeah, Yehudanan. You know, it's part of the idea of Mikra Megillah for Suminisa that's what you do. Others say no, it's not. It's only when there's Epsilon Kali Shnei. In other words, you would be do Mikra Megillah, and it's Epsilon Kali Shnei. Meaning, if you stop doing the Avodah, you hear Mikra Megillah, you can go back and do the Avodah. But if it's at the point in time that if you heard Mikra Megillah and then you can no longer do the Avodah, then maybe those Rishonim say that you cannot do the Avodah. The question is, where would that be? That would only be like really, really late in the day. Mikra Megillah at night. Mikra Megillah at night, there's no Karbonos. Mikra Megillah during the day, well, so stop for 45 minutes and hear the Megillah. The Metzias is hard. A lot of things here I have an issue with, but what's the Metzias is. But I guess, I mean, in the Taz and Archaim quotes, that the case would be if it's Ben Arabayim, for whatever reason, they wouldn't get to the Megillah, now it's Ben Arabayim. If they read the Megillah now, they're not going to do the Korban Tavish Shal Arabayim. So maybe there you say that you can't stop in the Mikra Megillah. But most people read the Megillah Shachar first thing in the morning. So, you know, do the Korban Tamid, go do the Mikra Megillah, you know, stop for a minute, and then continue. Okay. Next. Hakol Chayav B'Zimun. Everyone is Chayav in Zimun, to participate in the Mezuman. The Machlokes in the Gears here, there's also a Tosefta that says that here's Kol Chayav, not Zimun, it was Birkas HaMazon. But Kol Chayav Mizimun, Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Kohanim Levim Yisrael. So what's this cheat? Why would you think that anybody would be putter from benching? Why would they be putter from benching? Lo Tzricha, what's the case? The Ka'achli Kachim. The Kohanim are eating Kachim. Okay. So Kodai the Kamina, because you would have had a Havina say, it says, Va'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem. When it comes to eating Kachim, they're not eating Va'achalta Vesavata Varacha. They're eating because it happened, because it's an Achila for Kapara. So you have Amar Rachman of a high kapara. It's a chova because it's kapara, and therefore maybe you wouldn't think it's within kviyas suda. So Kamash Malan, Ram teaches Bryce says no. The chalta v'savata Amar Rachman of a high is sanhu. It's v'chalta v'savata, and here they ate. What's going on here also? What are they eating? What are they eating? The bench. Kavanas of wheat. So eating korban mincha.
No, I don't. Women?
Right, so you're saying that, so it comes to include Kohanim and Levim Yisrael, and what about women? Well, women, maybe it's a Zimun. Well, we said women are Chayav and Zimun, we said
they're
yesterday.
They're their own Zimun.
Right. So that question was, what's going on here? Right, so there's a Mesha Chachma says that, he says, talking about benching, he says that, why does a person have to bench? Why Dafka is benching? Right, so even though some say that benching may even, you know, benching is a Doraisa, but it's, but it could be the only bracha d'oraisa. So why? So he says, because what happens is oftentimes, he says that when a person eats and he's full, he's olo livo. What's your full? You're satisfied. You forget Hashem. A lot of people scream out to Hashem when they're in need. But when you're full, you tend to forget Hashem. So therefore, right, the Pasuk says, pen tochal b'shachachtos Hashem lokecha. Therefore, Hashem says, Dafka, after you're Saveya, after you're full, you have to remember Hashem Betoda, and you have to bless him, and remember that he's the person, he gave the Adam Koach, and he gave you Kayo, and he gave you the food. But when it comes to Achilas Mitzvah, like the Kutchin, you won't forget Hashem. Because the whole reason that you're eating is Dafka, because Hashem told you to eat it. Right? It's Bedafka because of Hashem. So maybe the Havminu, not for the Havminu, maybe you would think that you would have to bench. Therefore, the price comes, and even by Achilas Kutchin, you still have to have this das that everything came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I guess you know mitzvah, even though mitzvahs and lav lohenos, you know, nevertheless there's a hanas of guf, like we said with arayus and chalavim, even if it's besasek, you still kayev. So here too, you get this hana, you have to give thanks to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right. So my question is, what are they eating? So they must be eating two things. I think you can say must be eating, maybe eating korban mincha, whatever mincha the kohanim have to eat. Most, I mean, there's something. Which minchas Kohanim eating? Whatever minchas the Kohen can eat, it has to be. The problem is that a lot of the minchas are made with oil, or oil based. Then it would be perfect. It would be ma'aseh here. So it's oil, but it's the kaveh suda on pasuk above the kisnin. The kaveh suda on pasuk mezorayim. The kaveh suda on pasuk above the kisnin. You have to bench. Or you can say that maybe they are eating meat, but they're eating bread along with the meat. And you can a little bit. You know, they always had a pas, and you can be mitzarif. You know, you have to get to the shear. They can be mitzarif to eat it. I guess we can say that. All right. The Gemara says, Hakol Mitzdarfin was the Zimun. Now everyone combines to be part of the Zimun. Meaning, Kohen Levim Yisraelim. One Kohen and Levim Yisrael, they can combine, and now you have to bench with the Zimun. Which is Peshitta. Why should it be different? Why should, just because you have a Kohen in Yisrael, I don't know if the Levites are again, why can't you have a Kohen in Yisrael? Why can't they be Mitzdarf to have to put three to be a Zimun? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the case is, the ka'achli kohanim truma or kachim. The kohen is eating something that the Yisrael cannot eat. Meaning the kohen is eating truma or kachim. The zar and the non-kohen ka'achli kulin. He's eating kulin. So sokadai tachamina, you have a mina would be hoyo. Since ivoi zar lemechav hadi kohen lo matzi ochel. Since the zar cannot eat with the kohen, he cannot eat what the kohen is eating. Lo matz ema lo litzarif. You could say that they can't be mitzarif. So kamash malan. The zar b'hadi kohen lo matzi achol. You're right. Even if the zar can't eat what the kohen's eating, but kohen b'hadi zar matzi achol. So the kohen can't eat what the zar's eating. So therefore, it can be a starif. With the caveat that the kohen's the one who has to leave. But the kohen's the one who's a starif. Tosos points out interesting. Tosos. He says, if you look at the Tosos, you masu b'hach. And Tosos has like three deeper masos and one deeper masu. He says, mitzdarfim. The Kohen can eat from the Chulin. Hilkach mitzdarfim. Therefore, they can be mitzdarif. Umikan, he said, Tosos says, Nira, the Gimel b'nei Adam, three people, hamudarim hana zemizeh. All three of us took a neder that we're not allowed to get hana from each other. Therefore, we no longer are permitted to eat from each other. Right? So, right? Einan mitzdarfim. They can't eat. They can't be mitzdarif for a zimun. Why? We can't eat from each other. Since we can't eat from each other, we can't eat with each other, we can't combine for a zimun. But then he says, maybe it's not really a raya. There's no way to, by truma, there's no way just no sheila. It's always going to be us to the zar. When it comes to mudar hanah, we can do a tar sadar. So maybe we can. And then he says, "With the brachos harachti, put the toast in the brachos." He gives the opposite answer. He says, "No, definitely by the darim, you cannot, because you have to look at the here and now. You look at the possibility here and now, when we're sitting and eating, we can't eat." But it has ramifications. The ma'isa regarding milchus and plashus. You have three people sitting down. You know, at the cafeteria or lunch at work. One guy is eating meat. Two guys are eating milchus, and then you're mitzarif for zimun. So here you may say that yeah, they can only if the guy is eating the plashus. Is the leader. The guy's eating the milchiks is the leader. The guy eating the milchiks is the leader. Right? Because the guy eating flasheks can't eat the milchiks. But the people eating the milchiks could theoretically just have to wash out their mouth and they can eat the flasheks. But what about something during like the 9 days? Right? Two guys were mitzarif for a beet and the other guy's knowing not to eat meat. He can't eat meat. Mm-hmm. So maybe that milchiks guy now cannot be mitzarif with them. It's all hold to do about who's mitzarif. Who's not comes out from this Gemara. Okay, next Gemara. Hakol Ma'arichim. Back to our Masechta. Everyone can is chayiv if they say, you know, erech ploni lai, they're marich, they can do the action of erechin. Kohanim levim israelim. Mar says, pshita, why would you think that they would not be able to do erechin? So Amar Rava says, well, mitzvah, the case, elo leben bukhari. We only need it for ben bukhari. We're going to go through a mishnah, we'll see this mishnah a couple times, we'll go through it, and then we'll get to it. It's not. We have a mishnah in shkolim. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Right, this is a gabi, the machus a shekel, and every ben Yisrael has to give once during the year, and from this money they will be koneh the korban of sibur for the entire year. Okay, Amr of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Hey ben bukri b'yavne, ben bukri testified in Yavne, that even though the kohanim are not mechuyav to give the machus to shekel, nevertheless, kol kohen sheshokel ein achote. Interesting language, but any kohen who does give is not doing anything wrong. He could still give. He could give it, I guess, as a nedava. I guess even though that they're bringing, somehow they say it's bringing chulin lazav, because you're putting the money in the lishka, and that money's going to be used to buy the carbon, but that money wasn't obligated, so maybe it's sort of chulin. So even though they're bringing that chulin to Nazar, that's okay. It's enochote. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, Lochanan, okay, that's not true. Elo kol kohen she'enoshoko kotem. The kohen has to give. If he doesn't give, he is chote. Elosh, the problem was, is that the Kohanim were not giving, and they were justifying it with the following drasha. So when you have a Kurm Tamachachim, you always have a problem. Right? So, Ella, she Kohanim Darshan Mikra Zela Atman. They would darish the following pasuk for their own benefit, to patcher themselves from giving the shkalim. And what would they say? The pasuk says, Mechol Minchas Kohen Kolio Tielo Seichal. Any mincha that the Kohen brings is not eaten. It's kula kolo. It's completely burnt on the Mizbeah. Right? So if the Kohanim were chayiv to give the Matzah Shekel, for the Matzah Shekel, you take the money and you buy the Korban Sibur. So there are Menachos, like Shtei Lechem, which is a Korban Sibur. But if the Kohanim have a part in it, it's supposed to be fully burnt. So obviously, we the Kohanim can't give anything, because otherwise we're going to destroy the whole concept of this Mincha being eaten. Right? Kol Minchas Kol Luki Elochem, Hol the Omer, Shtei Lechem, Lech Apanim, Shalalohem. So now the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and Lechem Apanim are going to be ours. Lechem Apanim is every week. They're going to be partly ours. How are they going to be eaten? Don't we know that any mincha that belongs to the kohen has to be kula kolil? So they say, therefore, we're not going to give the this. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they're making a mistake and they do have to give. Ula ben bukri, nami, according to ben bukri, nami, came into the chaskila lo mechayvi lasuye, you said they're not mechuyav, so then ki maisi, nami chotu. If they do give it, they are chotu, because they're bringing chulun lazara. So the kamoy chulun lazara. Because that they're bringing chul and lazara. So Gemara says the ma'isel who muscle tzibur. No, they do it in a way where they give it to the tzibur, and the tzibur gives it to the. So it's not necessary there. They're sort of mocking it as their own. Not quite sure what it means chul and lazara. You're putting money into the lishka, they're going to use it to buy. First, I mean, I'm not exactly sure how that works out into be chul and lazara. And Rashi says the muscle of tzibur, the hilchos and bukri, the part of the kohanim mishkolim itzrich masnisim the misnei. We need the pasuk. The whole thing was going back and saying, Kol Ne'erachim, Kol Ha'anim Levim Yisrael. So Gemara says, Sagadayta Kamino, skip right for a second. So Gadayta Kamino, Holu Ksiv, the Pasuk says, to call Erechicha Yeb Shekel HaKodesh, whoever gives Erechim, who would be in this, whoever the comparison between Erechim and Shekel, and Shkolim. And then call the Isa, the Shkolim, Isa Be'erechim. And anything that has the Chiyuv to give Shkolim would also have the Chiyuv, would also have the ability to be Marich, Vahani Kohanim, according to Ben Bukhari, Hani Kohanim will be less new b'shkolim. There is no chiyuv for shkolim by them. It's only that they do give, they don't get, they're not kote, so less new b'arachim. So maybe they don't have the concept of arachim. The Gemara says, Kamashalan, that even though you don't make this tekesh, that even according to Ben Bukhari, the Kohanim are in the parsha of making arachim. Right, Rashi said, go back to Rashi, that the muscle of the tzibor, the hilchos of Ben Bukhari, the part of the Kohanim shkolim, itzrich masnisim lemisnei, the kohen sheherich atzmo, always after no sense of Erech Yisrael. We don't make this hekesh. So Gemara says, wait a second. Now Abaye comes and says, well, if every time you're going to try to compare where it says Erechin with another din, and you're going to say whoever is in this din is in the din of Erechin, whoever's not in this din is not in the din of Erechin, I have another case. Right? The Pasuk says, I'm going to buy a high, we call Erechicha, we call Arachin Shatamarech, lo yu p'chusim miselo gudasar. First of all, he says, wait a second. That pasuk called erechicha yeb shekel kodesh, that comes to teach you that that the minimum amount of erechin cannot be less than a selah. Rashi says, if you remember, there's a difference between erechin and nedarim. If I say erechalai ploni Or if I say, I'm going to make a neder to give this guy's worth. I make a neder to give this guy's worth, it goes by the marketplace. Erechim goes by what's set in the Torah. Erechim also is, if I say I'm Erech Alaponi, it's supposed to be, whatever, 30 shekel, whatever it's supposed to be, and I'm an ani, and I don't have the money, so what we do have what's called Hesed Yad, which means we estimate or evaluate how much the guy can give, and that's what he gives, and the minimum amount he gives, and he's done. He's probably his yotzei. But if you take the neder, there is no hes counting the hesed yad. It's an IOU. Now it's an IOU to Hekdesh. So Rashi says, Lo yu pekusim yisela. The ani be'erechim, an ani, when it comes to erechim, nidon be'hesed yad. He had this idea of estimating or evaluating his net worth. Diksiv, it's like a tuition committee. Diksiv, al pi asher tosi yad on oder. Upakas misela yoyitin olam. If he's less than a seller, that he can't give. If he can have a seller, he can give him his dog. Less than a seller, you gotta wait till he gets more to get more. Because I mean, in Parashani, ain't the Erechim pakas misela. The Erechim is no less than a seller. Umaisi time a haikra. They learn that from this pasuk of the kol Erechicha. So you never would have had the havamina of kol Erechicha yemeshekla kodesh. So you've never had that havamina. What do I need kol anam living Yisrael for Ben Bukri? I never would have had the havamina to begin with. The kevada halahaki asi lo havisaka daitak limidus with Rosh Hashuisa limitakwan the Erechim. What's going on? So you don't need it in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, El Amr Abaye. Abaye says, Itzterich, I need the Pasuk, the Sakat, I need Kohanim to be mentioned, that they're also part in the Parsha of Erechim. The Sakat, I had the Kamina, I would have had the Havmina to say, Hold, Iksiv, when it says by Pidyon Habbein, it says, Ufduyav, mi ben Chodesh tipte be'erkecha. You redeem the Ben at 30 days, be'erkecha, and you said, Kol the Isim, Pidyon Habbein, Isim be'erkecha, whoever is in the Parsha of Pidyon Habbein is in the Parsha of Arachim. Hani Kohanim, these Kohanim we learned extensively, right? Hani Kohanim, hold the lesson of Pidyon Ben. They're not in the parsha of Pidyon Ben. Lesson of Arachin. They won't be in the parsha of Arachin. So Kamash Milan comes our Mishnah tell us that even Kohanim are Marech. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says El Meyata. That's the case. If you look at any time it says the word Arachin, it compare to the din that's mentioned in the pasuk. What about the following case? Gavay El Asham, right? The Asham for Asham of Zelus. Bringing Asham of Zelus when you feel it. Don't come to get back. And you have to give the Asher Gzelus, the pasuk says, V'es HaShamoy Yavi L'Hashem, I'll come in minutes on the Erkecha. You know, with the evaluation. So you can say, Hachanami, you can say here also, called the Isa B'Arachan, Isa B'El Asham, and therefore, you're going to say that anyone who's in the concept of Arachan is in the concept of I'll Asham, right? And Tumtum and Adroganus, therefore, Tumtum and Adroganus, they're less new Arachan. Tumtum and Adroganus, we've learned that they're not in the parsha of Arachan, which I think means, they can make Arachim, they just can't, you can't be Marah of them. Can't be Marah of them. Less Nuba El Ashim, they can be Pachter from a Korban Ashim. That can't be, because everyone, they're Yisrael. If they steal, they have to do Korban Ashim. So what are you telling me? So make the same Limud, be consistent with your Limudim. Right? So the Gemara says, El Amar, so that can't be the way you're learning, so then we still have a problem. What's the Trichus, so what's the need to say that Kohanim, what's the need to say that Kohanim have to give that the Kohanim are in the parsha of Erechim. So El Amarav of Itim of Ashi, Itzrif, Kosokotai Techamino, you would have had me to say, hold the Ksiv, this is by an Ani who's Marich himself, right? And Marich says, I'm going to bring my own Erechim to the Beit HaMikdash, and he doesn't have the funds. So the Hamido with their Kohen. So now we do Hasagas Yad, we evaluate, you know, we look at his tax returns to see how much money he can pay. The Hamido with their Kohen, the Kohen evaluates. The low Kohen lifne Kohen. Only the Ani can be evaluated by the Kohen. A Kohen himself can't be evaluated by the Kohen. So you would think that the Kohen is excluded from the parsha of Erechim. Kamash Malan comes to Mishnah to say that no, they don't make that limud, that Kohanim are still included in the parsha of Erechim. Okay. Getting back to our Gemara. Right? The Gemara said before that the Mishnah said. Right, all these limudim are very difficult to me. Yeah. You have this havamina. Why would you have this havamina?
I wouldn't have it at all.
I know. The Gemara says you do. Why would you have a havamina and say that the Kohen's putter? Because
I don't understand. That leads to the first day. But the Kohen, what's the difference?
What would you have a havamina and say that the Kohen couldn't put it doesn't have to bench? I mean, you have to come up with these weird havaminas that. Like the Meshach Chachma said, it's very.
I did, but we don't hold that anyway.
Right, so that's just the havamina. You're right. I don't know. Like we pulled out that Tosos.
Right.
So the Mishnah said that everyone's Ne'erochen. Lasue, what? Everyone's considered possible to evaluate them. Kol Ne'erochen. Lasui manuval mukushrin. Even a manuval mukushrin, they have an evaluation. So minohanimili, how do we know? The Gemara says the Tanarbon learned a Brisa, so the Pasuk says Ishki Yaku Nada be Erkha Nefashas Lashem. So it's the Erkha, right? That comes. Right? This is a long Brisa, and we'll get to everything. Okay? The Tanarbon. It says Erkha Lahavi Erech Sasam. That brings a plain Erech. We'll see what Erech Sasam means. Essentially, what Erech Sasam means is that you just say an Erkha, you don't give the there's a minimum amount of default of what the Erech is going to be. Then the Brisa continues, Dover Acher, another thing that you learn after Erechacha, She Erech Kul Hu Nosein. You have to be Marech the entire person. Right? If you say Erech Kul Alai, or if you just say Erech Yalai, you have to give it. Below Erech Avarim. I can't say Erech Yod Yalai. I can't say I'm Erech in the value of his hand. That doesn't work. Right? Yochol Shani Motzi Av Dover Shneshomet Kul Yabo. Maybe if I say Erech of something that, where the nefesh is taloi, I'm Erech his head or Erech his heart, that would work. Shani Motzi Av Dover Shneshomet Kul Yabo. Tam Lomer Nefashos. No, it's Nefashos. It has to be. If you say if right Nefashos, therefore the drasha is if I say Nefashos, if I say his heart or his head, it's if I will marach the entire amount. Right. Then the Brisa continues. Nefashos. Pasuk says, right, it's Erechacha Nefashos Lashem. So Nefashos, the low mace, yeah, when you marach someone, you have to be marach someone who's alive. I can't be marach someone who passed away. They have no Erech in value. So, the low es hamace. Otsi es hamace, the low otsi es agoses. Maybe I can be marach agoses, if he's still alive. Tamaloma, therefore the Pasuk says, Pasuk continues, vehemido, right, vehemido lifnei hakoin leherech. Shei hamada v'harafa. Call Shayeshno Bahamada, Yeshno Baracha, because Eno Bahamada, Eno Baracha, and a Goses can't stand, doesn't have the concept of Erechin. Dover Acher, Nefashos, it says Nefashos again in the Pasuk, it said in Lashon Rabin, right? Because had it just said Nefesh, Ainli, Elo, Echad, Sheherich, Echad. Maybe it's only if a person's Marech the value of one person. Echad, Sheherich, Meya, Minayin. Let's say a person is Marech Meya. My father's had to read it, but Tosos, the Bible says, going to Amar, Erech Ploni, Uploni, Uploni Lai. The Hiskir Erech Loshon Lat Yochid, the Sakadai Lo Habe Erech. He says Erech, and then lists a whole bunch of people, maybe that would be. So the Pasha says, no, now he's chayv to the Erechin of all these people. Dover Acher, another limud from the word Nefashos. Dover Acher, Nefashos. Ainli Ela Ish Sheherich, and this I also understand. Ainli Ela Ish Sheherich ben Isha. Only if a man is Marech the value of a man or a woman. Isha Shericha Isha Isha. Or Isha Shericha Isha, a woman evaluating was married for a man, or a woman's evaluating for another woman, minayin that she has to pay the value. Tamalomar Nefasho said anyone who's married. Why would you ever have me to say the woman is Pasha? Mr. Sisha's Mangram? What's same thing as yesterday?
She's not involved in money.
What do you mean? She takes a nether.
Yeah.
She takes a nether. Okay, so maybe her husband can come out, but she still, if her husband doesn't. What if she's single? Or it doesn't have a father. What was the Hamamina? I mean, yes, they also Tosas asked. There was a whole thing about a woman would be potter. The whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. So you need a reason to potter the woman. All right. The default in Torah is that the woman is the Kuyevis. Unless there's a reason for her to be potter, like Mitzvah Seisha's Mangrama. She has to daven. Yeah, she does. It's a Mitzvah. She has to daven. All right, maybe Muslims she's potter because it's Seisha's Mangrama. But the default is that she's Kuyevis. What's going on? Did you say that? Oh, you haven't even she's part there. Why? Why would you have that happen here? What? She's a full fledged Jew. Right, she's about learning. She's not allowed to learn. She's only allowed to learn. She's part there for learning, except that she has to learn all everything that applies to her. That much of day and the Dover Acher, another thing from the Fashos, Lerabos Menuval Mukushkim. As I said before, it comes to include a Menuval, someone who's discussed in Mukushkim, is full of boils, and even they have a value. So Yocho, you would think, Neder Be'erkecha, it says Neder Be'erkecha, to teach me, Kol Sheyesh No Bedamim, is Neder, which you said before, is when you say, Menader this value. That's only what he's worth in the marketplace. So maybe there's a heck between Neder Be'erkecha, Kol Sheyesh No Bedamim, whoever has a value of Neder, Yesh Be'erkechim, would then be part of the parish of Erechim. And kol she'eno b'damim, whoever is not the parts of nidrei damim, eno b'erechin, and these mukashrin and the manuval do not have any value in the marketplace. So maybe we say that they're exempt from, not exempt, but they're not in the parsha of being Ne'erah. Tamalom and the Pashas, they're included as well. Brisa continues. Bahaya Erkicha. It says the words Bahaya Erkicha. That's Larabos, Tumtum Verajorginus Ladamim. That comes to include a Tumtum and Drogus that they have Dhamim, meaning that if someone says Dhamma Valai, you evaluate what Tumtum and Drogus are worth in the marketplace. Because you would have the opposite of Havamina. Sheyachol Nedav Erkicha. Kol Sheyesh no Be'erach and Yesh no Be'adamim. Because Eino Be'erach and Eino Be'adamim. And since the Tumtum and Drogus are not, they don't have a value when it comes to Erechin, maybe they shouldn't have a value when it comes to the Dharma as well. Tamalom Vahaya to include them. And then it says, Erkicha HaZachar, Zachar Velo Tumtum Ve'Androgynous. By Erechin, it's a Zachar and not Tumtum Ve'Androgynous. Yochol Lo Yu Erech Ish, Aval Yiyu Be'erech Isha. Maybe you evaluate the Tumtum Ve'Androgynous on what the Erechin value is for a woman. Tamalom Vahaya Erkicha HaZachar in the Kevahi. Zachar Vad in the Kevah Vadaris, Velo Tumtum Ve'Androgynous. They are not included in Erechin, but they are included when it comes to the Dharam. They do have a market value because they can work. Mukushkin and is disgusting. The Manuva is disgusting. A Tumtum Androgynous, they can work. They have a value. Now the Gemara goes back to explicate the Brisa. Omamar. Okay, we learned in the beginning of the Brisa. The Pasuk says, Be'erkika, that's Larabos Erech Stan. Right? The guy basically says, Erki Alai. Or Erko, whatever, Erko Alai. You don't know who the person is. Right? Right, and or he doesn't say that. He doesn't say erki alai or erkapoy alai. He just says hare alai erich. Right, the value, whose value? So the Gemara says my erich stam. What's erich stam? The sanya haoma erich stam alai. Just say erich stam. No sin kipachos shab erichin. You give the minimum amount. What's the minimum amount? The minimum amount is the v'chama pachos shab erichin. What's that? That's shlosh shkolim. That's three shkolim, which is the erich of a female who's between a month old and 5 years old. That's her value. That's the minimum, that's the lowest value in the list of Erechin. Shloshes Shkolim. So Gemara says, why? Maybe he should give the highest amount. The Ema Chamishim. Let him give 50 Shkolim, which is the value of a male between the ages of 20 and 60. Why say minimum? Gemara answers, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mu Tafasta. If you take the higher amount, that may not be what the minimum amount that he said is that other one is this lowest amount because he said it Erechin. If you go all the way to the highest one, who says he said that? He'll say I didn't mean that. You only can grab the minimum amount. Rashi says, Meruva lo tafasta the yesh lahachshos tafos as hamuat tafasta muat tafasta the imakshalach tafos as hamuva inu cholik al the varich elamosif the bechla meruva ika muat. I don't know what that means. But I'm just trying to explain what the fast. If you're grabbing too much, you can't may not grab anything. You grab a little bit, you're going to get something. You grab in the small amount. That's what he definitely agreed to. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Ema, maybe you should say, if once you say that you can be topes to muet, how do you know that the minimum amount is 3 shekels? The Ema shekel. Maybe you should only take 1 shekel. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the chol erkecha yiyeh b'shekel kodesh. The minimum amount of a value is shekel kodesh. So there is a value of 1 shekel. Why are you going to 3 shekel? So Gemara says, no. Hahu the hesek yad hu diksev. No. Shekel is only by the hesek yad. Meaning, you have the poor guy who's marif something, and we estimate how much he can pay. So long as he can give 1 shekel, then he's yotzei. That doesn't mean that there's an actual erichin value of 1 shekel. The minimum erichin value is 3 shekels. The 1 shekel is only the gabe hesek yad. Rashi says, hesek yad, shim anihu, umach me erkecha lo yerechin okoim pachlu shekel. Aval did erech katsu, but a set value, a muat mekibo shkolim. Minimum amount is 3 shkolim. Gemara says, okay, bless you, the ela kra lomali. Rashi says, ela kra be erkecha lamai asa. He says, ho the erech stam, egnu ela gimo shkolim. The minimum value of an erech is only give 3 shkolim. The low kra nami adina the blab kulam low miftar ubatzim hachin lo matzi yoyim behind erech katz nikkur pachas rikan. If the minimum amount is 3, if you know that the minimum amount is 3, so then why do I because of the concept of tefasim ruba lo tefasim tefasim mu tefasim kra lomli? Why need the pasuk of be erechka to be mechayiv me an erech stam? He's vade chayiv. It's smarter now. It's another one of those lomli kra smarity. What do I need the pasuk? The erech can teach me erech stam. I know that from tefasim meruba tefasim muat. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, the erech is needed lomar she'eno nidon behesek yad, to teach me that even if he cannot give the 3 shkolim, he doesn't get, he's not yosef with his skull. I mean, the concept of hesed yad doesn't apply to the guy who does the erech sasim, right? He still has an IOU for Gimel Shkolim. Meaning, the only time you have a concept of Hesed Yad is if I explicate whose Erech I'm giving. If I do Erech Stam, there's no concept of Hesed Yad, and therefore I would owe the Gimel Shkolim no matter what. If I can't pay now, I would have to pay later. Umay Taima, what's the reason why there's no concept of Hesed Yad? Because someone says Erech Stam, he says Kimeforish Stami. It's as if he said it explicitly, that I'm going to give three shkolim. Rashi says, Kimafarish Dami, they came into Amar Erech Stam Alai. He just says, Erech Stam. The Yodeyahu, what's the days? The Yodeyahu Zeh Shepot B'Hachos Shebe Erech and Gimel Shkolim, since he knows the minimum amount is to give the three shkolim, Kimanda Amar Harei Alai Gimel Shkolim Dami. As if he said, I owe three shkolim. It's like a nether almost. The low dummy, it's not similar to Omer Erech Yilai or Erech Fonilai. The Hasam Mo Mucha Milsa, the Enachol Yodim Eshnosa. Not everyone knows, the Tosafot takes issue with this, because it's not so clear. Erech so and so is Vahani. Well, you don't know, maybe he's 61. Maybe you don't know for sure how old he is. Aval Hakha Dabar Golahu Shari Lo Tov Shum Adam. It's clear cut what he wants to give now, because he's not totally in anybody. He's totally in the minimum amount, so therefore there's no concept of Hesek Yad. And now the Ika the Amis says exactly. No, it's as if he said, what do you mean? You're turning Erech Stam into a Nedah, basically.
Exactly.
Which is difficult because you said the word Erech.
Exactly.
Okay. But Ikeda Amri says the exact opposite. Ikeda Amri, Amr of Nachman, Amr of Arvua, Nido Mehesag Yad. Erech HaKal Tijim Edi is Nido Mehesag Yad. So Gemara says Pshita, which is like, what do you mean Pshita? We just said a whole slant of Amr before, and it was a complete opposite. I tell you Pshita? Okay, maybe you'll disagree. But how can you tell me Pshita? Yeah. Pshita, so Ma'ad. So once you, whatever, if I say Harach Ostam, and I chai Frishkalim, it's as if I said Marich for the baby, and that was one shekel, I'll be Yotze if I only have one shekel. Right, Pshita, Ma'ad Tainuk Mefarish Dami, you would think as if it's like Mefarish, as if he said Frishkalim, Kamash Malot, maybe he has a problem you had, but the bottom line says that it's an Erech. So, therefore, it's Erechin, and therefore it is Yodob, it is Din the Hesek Yad. Davar Acher, right, the Bryce continues, Davar Acher, what's the Erechika? Erech Kul Hu Nosein, the Eino Nosein Erech Tamei Yevarim. You can't be Marich a hand or a foot, right, to give the full amount. V'mar Es, V'ha Akitil Erech Sam. But how is the Bryce learning two things from Erechika? You just learned for Erech Sam, now you're learning it for something else. He says, Kari by Erech for Erechika. The Pasuk simply said Erech. Now the Pasuk says Erechika, you can learn both things out. So then the Bryce continues, Yachal Shani Motzi Davar Shem Shamat Fuyabo. Once I said that there's no Chiyav Erechin on Eivarim, maybe you would say that, what about if I'm Erech something that the Netfish is Fuyabo, meaning the hand or the heart, right? Talmud Lomer Nefashos, no. Talmud Lomer Nefashos, if you're Marech and Eivar, the Neshamat Fuyabo, you still have to give the entire value. Is given. So the Gemara says, that's Nefashos. Then the Brisa continues, Nefashos Lo Sameis. You can't be Marech the value of a dead person. Once there's a high Pekite, you already said Nefashos for that if you Marech the heart, you Marech the head, you Marech the whole body. Right? So how can you use Nefashos for two Drashos? So the Gemara says, Kari Bei Nefesh Nefashos. The Pasuk could have simply said Nefesh. The fact that it says Nefashos, you call that both things. Okay? Otsias Hameis, below it is a Gosis, the Brisa continued. And maybe you would think that a Mace you can't be Marech, or maybe you can be Marech a Gosis. Tamaloma, the Pasuk says, Vehamido Veherech. Right? Ihachi, that's the case that you need a hamada and a racha. Ihachi, mace nami typically in the hem of the erech. Why do I need mace from the fashos? Learn mace from erech the hem. So you can't, a mace can't stand up either. A ghost can't stand, and they certainly can't stand. So the Gemara basically says, you know, in the hanami, right? El nefesh and the fashos lamli. So why does it say nefesh and the fashos? So that is because of inu lameim al kaman, like we're going to see later on. It says nefesh wants to teach me about the neshama tulibo, and the other one was mukashrin. That's where we learn the Pashas from, the Mukashrin and the Manuval. Davar Acher in the Pashos, Eimi Elo Echad Sheherich Echad, Echad Sheherich Meya Minayin, Kamalomar in the Pashos. It says Nefashos on Lashon Rabbim. Okay. Davar Acher in the Pashos, what's in the Pashos? Eimi Elo Isha Herich Ben Isha, Isha Richa Ishvi, Isha Richa Ishvi Minayin, Kamalomar in the Pashos. All these things are learned from the Pashos. I must say in the Pashos multiple times. But okay. Dover Acher Nefashos the Seven Lashon Rabbim Lahavi Manuval Mukushkin that they're included. So the Gemara says again, Vaha Apikti Lahanach. The Brisa was always already used nefashos for the other drushos. So once you already use it for the drusha of Meya and Isha, how can I learn it this limud of Mukushchin? So the Gemara says, Hanach lo tzricha kra, those drushos don't need the pasuk of nefashos. My timer, shakulhu v'yavoa kulam. I have to clear what this means. Rashi says, shakulhu. I have ksiv nami nefesh. I just read nefesh, not nefashos, right? Have it asukulu. All these other drushos would have been learned, right? Bein davish neshamatuliyabo, bein echad cherech meyo, bein isha yericha. The nefesh mashma isha, mashma nefashos, harbe ki inyon shenemar, the nefesh adam in anashim, shisha shar elef. In other words, the word nefesh includes all these things in and of by itself. So that I don't need it. So that's only by the word nefesh. Chavos nefashos, in plural, to come, lemenuval, mumukashchin, hu de itzrech. That's what I need it for. Menuval, mumukashchin. Okay. Then the pasuk says, "V'haya erkecha." It says, "V'haya erkecha." That's extra. That's what the price said. It's l'rabos tumtum v'nadrogenus l'damim. That comes to include that even though a tumtum and androgynous do not have an erech, they have damim, and therefore a person says dumei androgynous alai, they're not excluded from the hekesh and they're the erkecha, and therefore I have to bring the value, the resale value of this tumtum and androgynous to the Beis HaMikdash. So damim lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that if you say dam of alad, it's good? So it says lo yiyei ella demei dikla. That would be the same thing as if I say that the value of a dekel tree is on me. Ilu amar demei dikla milo yahid. Would he not have to give? What you have just because they're not including the parsha of erechin, you can say table's not including the parsha of erechin. I can not make a netter to give the value of the table to base of English. What would be having to say that they're excluded? So Amar Rava says, no, the pasuk has to teach me they have done them because Lomar shenidom bekvodo. It's nidom bekvodo. Rashi says nidom bekvodo towards the bottom, like the third, fourth to last short line. Shenidom kulo achar ever echad shekvodo toleboy. Well, sheim Amar demei rosh elai nosim demei kulo. So basically, what that means is if a person makes a neder, right, that the demei of one of his limbs. That's kvodo toliboy. It means the nefesh is tolibo. In other words, he says demei rosho shel tumtum is a lie. Then you've been chayav in all of it. Sakut, right? That even when you make a neder, and I say the net, right, a life supporting item. So you, right? So you had a havamina that maybe that would apply, that wouldn't apply to a tumtum and a drogen. That would have been your havamina.
Why?
Right? Because sakut right, the havamina, you would have had the havamina say neder be'erkecha ksiv. Kol sheyesh no be'erechin nidom bekvodo. Because she ain't no be'erechin, ain't no nidom bekvodo.
They're switching terms.
100%. 100%. Very, very difficult for me. I don't understand. He basically said, that. Why would you think a tumtum and androgynous is different? Oh, I think a tumtum and androgynous is different when it comes to nidom bekvodo. But why?
You've done the erechin. We have a problem with the erechin with tumtum and androgynous. Because they're not categorized. They're not categorized at all.
Right, so why would you think... So
that's fine. Where does that get to...
Because it says it's the pasuk says what the pasuk we're talking about is so therefore you have to give the whole value of the person.
Exactly. Who would think something was wrong with that? On an erkin again?
Who would think?
How do you get back to the erkin?
No, so since the tumtum and androgynous are not in the parsha of erkin, the pasuk says neder be erkecha. So there's a hekesh between neder and erkin.
I got that.
So there's got to be something where where it applies.
To both feet.
So we're going to say, it would apply. So therefore, you would have had a havmina that just like a tumtum is not in the parsha of erkin,
right?
There's no value.
Right.
So too, he's not in the parsha of nidom bekvodo. So the question I think you're asking is, what's the difference? We just said a tumtum is in the parsha of the darim because just right. Like a table.
Exactly.
So why would you make a difference? Why would there be any difference? He's in the parsha. He's in the parsha. Exactly. Whatever applies. I don't know. That would have been your havamina, and kamash malan to teach me by the pasuk of a higher erkecha that tumtum and androgynous even is nidom bechvodo when it comes to a nether. I find that difficult.
I'm missing the
connection. I think Abai asked that question, but it continues on, so we'll stop here. I think the question Abai is. It just keeps going, but I think if I ask the question, like, the problem they're having is that what are they doing? What are they being marked with and androgynous when it comes, right? The pasuk says, it says, "Vahaya erkel l'rabos tumtum and androgynous."
I understand tumtum and
androgynous, right?
From a logical standpoint, there's two different things: the nedarim,
right,
and the
erkel, right.
Arm one, they have a value.
Right.
Arm second one, they're not listed.
They don't have a value.
Not that they don't have a value. They do have a value. You just don't have a category for them.
Right, so they're not included in the Parsha of Erechim.
Exactly.
Right, so that's my question. So they're not from the Parsha of Erechim, but they're including the Parsha of Nedarim. So what's these Havamimas?
Two different things. I don't know.